Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 23rd, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Snap launched a new feature in Snapchat called Spotlight, a dedicated space with short, entertaining videos in a vertically scrollable feed. Snap says its algorithms will personalize feeds with the most engaging recent snaps, and the feed will be human-moderated. The algorithm will look at how many views a snap gets, how long people watch it, if it's frequently skipped, and whether it gets shared. Spotlight will feature snaps from both private and public accounts by either sending to Spotlight directly or posting in the Our Story feed. Snaps from private accounts won't feature attribution, with no way to comment or message the creator. Snap also says it will pay over $1 million a day to users who create top Spotlight snaps for the rest of 2020. The California Public Utilities Commission approved the drivered and driverless autonomous vehicle deployment programs that allow for paid autonomous ride-hailing services in the state. To participate, companies will need to obtain either a Charter Party Carrier Class P permit or a Class A Charter Party certificate in the Drivered AV Passenger Service pilot program, as well as an AV testing permit from California's Department of Motor Vehicles. The state expects it will take several months for companies to be accepted into the programs. Operating an autonomous ride-hailing service will require submitting quarterly reports that include anonymized pickup and drop-off information, the availability of wheelchair-accessible rides, fuel and electric charging types of vehicles, vehicles and passengers miles traveled, and working with the disadvantaged and accessibility communities. Previously, the CPUC allowed for autonomous testing in the state, but not for paid autonomous vehicle services. A coalition of digital marketing companies, calling themselves Marketers for an Open Web, announced it filed a complaint with the UK's Competition and Markets Authority to block implementation of Google's Privacy Sandbox initiative. This initiative is set to roll out in early 2021 and would phase out third-party tracking cookies. The coalition is asking for the Privacy Sandbox to be delayed until regulators devise long-term competitive remedies to mitigate Google's ad dominance. Google's Privacy Sandbox is an open set of standards the company announced last year that would replace cookies with a browser privacy budget that would allow for a site to make a limited number of API calls to get information to group a user into a larger group, but not sacrifice anonymity. While Apple's rumored augmented or mixed reality headset isn't a thing yet, Mike Rockwell, Apple's head of AR, and Alessandra McGuinness, its senior product manager for AR, tell CNET that Apple's mission right now is through the device you already have in your pocket, the iPhone. Apple says there are already 10,000 AR-enabled iOS apps with 7,000 developers, many of which focus on shopping or home improvement. Google launched an invitation-only trial of a new app called Taskmate in India, designed to let users earn money by doing simple tasks on your smartphone. The app says tasks are from businesses around the world and are categorized as either sitting or field tasks with a provided walking ETA. Example tasks include walking to a storefront and taking a picture, recording a spoken sentence, transcribing content, or checking details of a business. Users can either select from a number of available tasks, or the app can send a notification requesting a task be done. It's unclear if local businesses make requests to Google for these tasks or are paying for the service. Twitter confirmed that a bug in its ephemeral Fleets feature could allow for content to be viewed after the supposed 24-hour expiration. These fleets would disappear from the UI of the main Twitter app, but a developer tool using Twitter's API could pull in fleet URLs, which could then be used to view content after 24 hours of posting. Twitter clarified that the API only pulls fleet URLs less than 24 hours old and is working on a fix to make older URLs unviewable after 24 hours. Twitter does store fleet content for up to 30 days and is available in a user's Twitter data for download until the platform deletes it. An updated Apple support page says the company is working with Microsoft to bring compatibility for the Xbox Series X controller to Apple devices. Apple devices currently support the Xbox Wireless Controller with Bluetooth, Xbox Elite Wireless Controller, Xbox Adaptive Controller, and the PlayStation DualShock 4 controller. Twitter user Ling Ling confirmed that he was able to use the CheckRain jailbreaking tool to jailbreak a first-generation HomePod, posting a screenshot of accessing the HomePod OS over an SSH connection. This is the first publicly demonstrated jailbreak of a HomePod, which runs an OS based on tvOS. An update to Google Assistant now allows it to schedule turning on or off smart lights. This works through Assistant's Scheduled Actions feature and can be set for either specific times or for events like sunup and sundown. Previously, Google Assistant could turn on or off smart lights or use them as part of an alarm. And finally, to celebrate the video of Billie Eilish's Bad Guy surpassing 1 billion views on YouTube, Google created Infinite Bad Guy, an endless music video built on covers of the song at billie.withyoutube.com. The site initially plays the official video, with one of 15,000 cover videos on either side of the playing version. Clicking on those videos will transition to the new version without missing a beat or a lyric. Google trained a neural network to sync the different versions. Clicking pause will list every cover you listen to during your session. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.